Pega, how long have you been in the U.S.?
A year and a half.
And your family is here?
Yes, I'm here with my mother and my brother. My father's job is in Iran, but he comes here for vacation.
And you came here to study English after you graduated from high school?
Yes.
Okay, so you are 19. Would you say that your parents give you enough freedom to do what you want?
That is a good question. You know, in Iran, young people, at least girls, usually don't go out alone.
Uh-huh.
So if I wanted to go anywhere, usually I had to go with my parents. It's okay. It's good. You know, if you grow up with this religion, you're comfortable with that.
Yes.
Yeah, but when I came here, I saw that this was a different culture, and when I told my father that, he understood. So now sometimes he says it's okay for me to go out alone, but only if I am careful. For example, don't talk to people I don't know, don't go somewhere that could be dangerous.
Uh-huh.
I'm 19, and I know what behavior my father expects. So if I want to go to a casino, I know what my father will say, so I don't even ask.
And he trusts you to follow his rules when you go out?
Yeah. He'll say, yes, you can go, but leave your cell phone on, and if it rings, you have to pick up. So this is a good system.
Mm-hmm.
But my father still worries about me being alone. That is the one reason my mother is still here with me. My father says to her, Pega will be lost without you. She needs you. He is always saying that. But yesterday I talked with my father and he said, if you get your driver's license, I'm going to take your mom back to Iran with me next time I visit. So, that's great. I'm gonna start studying to get my driver's license.
Well, your dad probably misses your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
You must miss your friends in Iran.
Yeah, it's very hard when you come here, especially at my age. Before I came here, I thought, oh, I'm sure I will meet some Iranian girls. But there aren't any, and it's really hard.
Do you think that because you do not have Iranian friends here, that makes your relationship with your mother stronger?
Not really, because our relationship was always very close. Sometimes, if I am very sad, I tell my mom. Because if I don't tell her, I'll feel worse. If you talk with someone, it really helps.
So, Pega, how are American teenagers different from teenagers in Iran?
Well, one thing, you know, in my country, children stay with their parents until they are married.
And in the U.S., they usually can't wait to move out and be on their own. What do you think about that?
You know, sometimes I'd like to be more independent. I mean, of course, I need my family to support me, but sometimes, well, I think about my father's experience. When he was 19, he came here by himself to go to school, and he didn't have any money.
Wow.
Yeah. When he described this experience to us, it sounded really bad. And 2 years later, his younger brother came to the U.S. too, and he had to protect him. But he survived, and it gave him the self-confidence to be successful. And now he always tells my brother and me, you have to learn to depend on yourself. He's right, I think.
So how is your relationship with your brother?
Sometimes he and I have some disagreements.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. He's 3 years older than me.
Is he overprotective?
Yeah, sometimes. If I want to go out, he asks me, where are you going? Who are you going with? You know, just like he's my dad.
So what do you say?
I say, Dad already gave me permission, so why are you asking me? Sometimes I think to myself, it would be so nice to have a sister.
So when your mother goes back to Iran, What will it be like to live with your brother?
Well, actually, we already have lived alone together. My mother was back in Iran for a vacation last year, so we were alone for 2 months. You know, he's a very serious boy, so before my mom went, I was afraid it would be terrible to be alone with him. But after she left, he was very nice.
Oh.
I didn't know how to cook, and we had to eat, so my mom would call and try to tell me how to cook things, but I wasn't very good, and the food was terrible.
But your brother ate it anyway?
Yeah, he didn't complain. And there was another thing. I cannot stay at home all the time. I need to go out every day. Maybe shopping or for a walk. But my brother's very different. He would be happy to stay home all the time. But when my mother was gone, he went out with me every day.
Because he knew you wanted to go out?
Yeah.
One last question, Pega. What are your future plans?
Well, first I want to learn English, then I want to study to be a dentist.
Ah.
Because we really need good dentists in Iran.